You are now listening to the More Than an Admin podcast with Mallory Rothstein. For more, visit morethananadmin.com. And if you haven't already, make sure you go subscribe to this podcast. Thank you and enjoy this episode. What's up, More Than an Admin community? I hope everyone is having a fantastic year so far. It feels great to be back on the mic for the first time in a few months. I've been trying to come back for a bit now, but I've had difficulty putting everything that's going on in my mind and what's been happening in my life into a neat, easily digestible podcast. Since there's been so much going on, but I'm finally here to give it a try. This episode is meant to give you a small glimpse into what's been new for me and More Than an Admin, so let's get rolling. If you listened to my last episode, you learned that I was planning to leave Google on January 2nd, and I happily did just that. I'm in my fun employment, entrepreneurial era, which I think if you follow me on Instagram, you'd agree that I'm enjoying it way too much. I'm loving my very simple, boring, and drama-free life right now. But in order to get to this place, it was a full court press every single day until I left Google. I'm not going to share any major thoughts on Google in this episode, but I promise there will be future content on it. Anyway, when I did leave Google, I quickly realized that I didn't just feel like I had sprinted a marathon for my last 7 years while there, but rather for most of my life. If you know me, you know I've always been a pretty intense, passionate, and ambitious woman who is always going nonstop. So it had been the first time since probably my first college summer vacation when I had the time to fully breathe, which if you've ever run any distance at a full sprint, you know that when you stop, you're usually out of breath, huffing and puffing, trying to get air, which is exactly what happened to me on January 3rd. I made a joke during my last days at Google that it would take God making me sick to get me to fully rest since I had been so used to grinding nonstop. And now the joke's on me because he did just that. I got so sick right after I left Google up to my cruise. Then 2 days later, after my amazing cruise, I got the flu with my highest temperature ever. Getting sick was not fun at all, and I didn't do much with my life until February besides rest. But maybe that's exactly what God knew I needed. For 2024, I had three words speak to me at the end of last year for what I thought this year would bring, which were stillness, stability, and disruption. It's funny how we always usually have these goals or visions for ourselves, but then God really decides what happens, which can often surprise us. And so far, he certainly surprised me on how these words have already shown up. I know you might be thinking that stillness and stability are completely opposite of disruption, which they are. But the way I saw 2024 for me was stillness first, stability second, and disruption third. I'm excited to see what the rest of 2024 will bring and speak more one day about how I thought these words would show up versus how God had them actually show up. So stay tuned. But I just wanted you to at least know for now what my words are. In early 2023, I finally made the firm decision to leave Google. And when I made that decision, I prayed to God many times, if you help me leave Google, which is what I thought he was calling me to do, I will spend the rest of my life fulfilling your purposes for me and becoming the best follower of Jesus I can be. Then on top of that, I said another prayer that I promised to stay single for all of 2023, not rushing into anything or fornicating of any kind, besides fully being focused on God's love for me, researching what it means to be a true godly wife and asking God to rid myself of the desperation that I had developed to finding a husband. Then further on top of that, because I didn't stop there, I prayed that the second he brought me a man of God, first, I would never complain ever again. And yes, I actually promised those words. And nowadays, I never complain to God about anything. I also promised I would become the absolute best version of myself, facing any of my demons, any level of sin or vice that I ever struggled with, which I like to think is not many things or anything super crazy, but none of us are obviously perfect. I now want you to picture this. There's a woman who has been sprinting nonstop for 30 years, up and down, peaks and valleys, through the best and absolute worst weather, finally coming to a complete stop. And she looks up to see the man of her dreams with God at the finish line, with God saying to her, "Okay, here you go. Bet. I didn't forget anything you promised." This was exactly how I felt on January 3rd. Now we'll get to the man of my dreams part later. But I truly felt like on January 3rd, aka the day after I left Google, in case you forgot, my life completely started over and I was born again. I felt like I could finally breathe and be fully free for the first time in my entire life. I've been through a lot in my life and I haven't been shy to talk about many things that I've gone through personally or professionally. There's also a lot specifically that comes with working at a big tech company, as well as a lot that comes with being a founder or a face of something. So I finally felt such a weight lifted off of me and gratitude to have been in a position to have a real extended time to be still and learn how to not be in fight or flight mode, which I had been for most of my days before. For years, my life was nonstop prioritizing doing things for other people to the point I constantly questioned my own identity. My chronic sleep issues worsened to a legit health scare, and I became so fearful of success, way more than ever any kind of fear of failure, because I didn't want any more pressure or scrutiny or expectations or asks to come my way. I was so burned out to the point I lost the total joy of working at Google and running More Than an Admin. Even the joy of being a good family member or friend, I gave everything I could, but it took so much out of me to operate at the level that I once did. I know God has a huge calling for my life, and I've needed these last few months to focus on me and my personal life to be able to figure out a way to live and operate sustainably, plus overcome my own fears and then focus on things beyond that, like this podcast again. My PSA for everyone is that I might sometimes be silent or slower than others, but I'm never stagnant. I'm always moving, even if it's behind the scenes in only God's light. No one or anything will ever get in the way of me fulfilling God's purpose for me. I promise to all of the people who have supported me or will support me, you're betting on the right stock. It's still early too. God has transformed me in big ways mentally, spiritually, emotionally, even physically in the last few months that I prayed about for years. I love how you could be praying for something for years and in months or even just moments, sometimes everything can change. If you're listening to this, I hope you're inspired for your own personal transformations you might be going through or praying for. And I promise if you don't know my full story one day, you will, and it will make you be even more inspired and have hope again. I'm still just getting started, as I said before, and I love that we're about to get to the really good part of my life and the More Than an Admin journey. You're going to keep hearing me say, stay locked in to what's about to happen. And before I move on, I just want to acknowledge that I know not everyone is in a season where you can just quit a job and not work for a while. I've for sure been in that season before, a really dark one too. I don't come from a super wealthy family that has given me a bunch of money to be able to be unemployed or a spouse that can pay for my health care or bills, so I get it. It's not always easy to get to be in a position where I am today. My hope for you listening is that if you're wishing you were in the same boat as me, clap for me the same way I clap for every single person who I watched do this before me. Then pray to God, then work hard, becoming the best version of yourself that you can be. Then save your money, because I made a lot of sacrifices to be able to be debt-free and save enough to gift myself this time of not working. You can do it just like I did. And if you need some coaching on how to leave a corporate job, please reach out to me on any platform. All right, congratulations. You got through the intro. Now let me share some specific updates in a few areas of my life and what's happening with More Than an Admin. Let's first start with the area of faith. As many of you know, I have a very Jewish last name, thanks to my dad, but I was raised Christian because of my mom. Throughout my life, like many others, I've had a complicated relationship with my faith and God. Growing up, for the most part, I was super close to God and went through the motions as a kid who didn't want to go to hell or not listen to my mom. When I was in high school, going through a lot, and throughout college, I started to completely stray away from Christianity. And while I always still believed in God, I would not consider myself a real Christian back then. I struggled a lot with understanding how God put me through certain traumas, mental health issues, and loneliness. I was angry, confused, and didn't want to associate with any kind of religion anymore. So I'd often call myself spiritual versus anything else. In my memoir, I'm going to share more of the specific details of my journey, but in 2016, I decided to give my life fully back to God, and every single day since then, I've gotten stronger in my faith and relationship with Him. The reality, though, is if I'm keeping it 100, I wouldn't call myself a legit follower of Jesus, as my definition is today until January 3rd. I don't know how to describe it yet, but like I said earlier, I felt very changed on that day. Even though by most people's definitions, I was probably a Christian before then, but to me, January 3rd changed everything. One of my biggest goals for this year is to read the entire Bible, and I've already done almost half the books in the Bible so far. I've always been someone listening to sermons, taking notes, or reading Bible verses on Instagram, but I decided it was time to get into a true Bible reading routine so I can soak in the word instead of just dipping into it. I'm so happy that now it's become a legit daily practice that I look forward to as if it's a gym routine. If I don't read at least one chapter of a book, my day feels completely off, whether it's at the beginning or the end of a day. I also started a prayer journal inspired by my boyfriend, who also got me a new devotional book that I read every day too. Being in a relationship with someone who also reads the Bible every day and can even lead me in Bible studies is the best thing. It is so insanely attractive because he not only teaches me, but also keeps me super motivated to stay on track, which I've never had in someone before. More on him later, but wanted to give him some quick flowers. A lot of people want to call themselves a Christian or call themselves anything else but a Christian. My challenge to every person listening to this is, regardless of where you fall, is to actually read the entire Bible. This way you can say for 100% certain you believe or don't believe. For me, it's personally reaffirmed my decision in calling myself a Christian, and so many things in the world make way more sense since reading. If anyone is looking to start reading the Bible, for me, I started at the beginning and then I got a little bit overwhelmed since there's a lot of names and information. So I decided to read the entire New Testament first, then we'll go back to the Old Testament again. Although I've already read quite a few Old Testament books too. Sometimes I go in order and sometimes I see something somewhere or someone mentions a certain book to me and I decide to go read that one. I don't think it matters particularly in what order you read everything, as long as you plan to read everything. And most likely, if you're a Christian, you'll be inspired to read everything again, which I definitely already want to keep rereading certain chapters and books over again. Usually, I begin by reading my devotional book and writing 5 prayer requests in my prayer journal. Then I turn on the Bible Project's YouTube channel, which include incredible summaries of each book, and I take notes in my journal. Then I usually read 1 book of the Bible from about every 1 to 3 days and take notes on specific verses that I want to remember. This usually takes me between 1 to 3 hours a day. And because I'm fun employed, remember, I can dedicate this time for it. But of course, you don't need to do that many hours. It's truly just about getting into a regular routine. If you don't want to read alone, later this year, or early next year, I'm going to be launching my own virtual Bible study group for admins. So stay locked in for when that will start, but I want to finish reading everything first, unless someone convinces me otherwise that they want to do this Bible study sooner and might want to co-lead with me. So we'll see what happens. For me, reading the Bible every single day makes listening to worship music come alive even more, and every new sermon I watch makes so much more sense to me. So I highly suggest for those who are Christian to invest time in reading scripture. Please DM me too if you need any help with anything or just getting started. In other news, I got baptized on January 28th at Radiant Church in South Tampa, which was a huge moment for me. This decision had been weighing a lot on me for the last 8 years because I actually first got baptized at 13 years old. But I think it's really different getting baptized in your adult life versus your teen years. I had no real idea the reality of what being baptized meant, especially as an adult versus a kid. Back then, even though I definitely was mature, definitely technically knew what baptism meant, I had no idea of what being a Christian meant specifically in adulthood and what temptations and distractions and understanding all about, you know, again, scripture and God until recent years. So I wanted to get baptized again to declare to the world that I'm no longer a lukewarm Christian, but rather a true woman of God and follower of Jesus. For all of you technical, law-abiding Christians out there, I know you don't need to technically get baptized twice, but this was a conviction I felt for a while, and I'm so proud of myself for making that decision. If you haven't been baptized yet or don't understand what baptism even fully means, please DM me on any platform, and we could chat more about you taking that next step in your faith journey. I love to help you out in any way I can to make that decision easier for you. That's it for faith right now, and next up is health and wellness. Since leaving Google, I've lost over 10 pounds, fit in pants 2 sizes lower, and overall feel amazing despite still struggling with some chronic sleep issues that I know won't be solved over a few months' time. So I'm giving myself some grace there. I asked my boyfriend, who is a fitness coach, to put together a personalized plan for me, and this was the absolute best decision. I've always been active, but I never had any consistent plan besides when I briefly had a personal trainer at Google. Whenever I went to the gym, it would be a total random assortment of exercises. I had no idea if they were even best for my body or my goals. I'd also look on Instagram and get ridiculously overwhelmed trying to figure out which exercise and from which trainer to follow. Nowadays, it's so easy to log into my boyfriend's app and see my personalized plan, so I don't need to think any more about what to do since there's just a list of exercises every day in order for me to follow. I become so much more efficient and effective in the gym, which clearly has been working for me since I've seen results. Beyond the weight loss, my knee pain has lessened and my ankles are stronger. Now I don't even spend like 2 hours at the gym. I just go in, I spend maybe 30 to 45 minutes, and I'm good to go. I feel the best I've ever felt since I was 19, which I believe was when I was in my most prime shape. Getting strong and fit is so much more than having a nice body to me. My personal why is to be able to safely bring healthy children into this world one day and be able to be as mobile and flexible until the day I die so I can spend more quality time with my future spouse, children, and hopefully some grandbabies. I don't know what your why is, but I encourage you to find one that's bigger than simply looking nice and start today. I can't tell you how horrible my form was with hip thrusts and Bulgarian squat splits, but now I'm so much better at them using much higher weights. It's not about where you start, but how you stay consistent over time. There are so many admins I know who struggle with their health and wellness, but I'm going to make sure that through More Than an Admin, our community is at least well-informed and try to inspire more of y'all to keep making steps to become healthier. Now onto the subject I feel the majority of you are most nosy or excited about, which is regarding my love life. If you've spoken to me in recent months, you're probably sick of me mentioning how much I'm in love or about my boyfriend. So apologies that you're going to hear some more stuff, but maybe you'll learn at least one thing new. Let me first start by reading what I said on my November podcast, which was, "Lastly, I'm going to prioritize dating, hoping to find a life partner to build my own family with. So if you know any amazing single men in Florida, help a girl out." Now, while technically he's not in Florida, at least yet, but wow, can God change your entire life so unexpectedly and quickly, because mine certainly did because of my last podcast. I don't even know where to begin with our story because I often get very emotional these days out of the blue, which is very new to me when I begin to think of everything God has been doing in my life right now, especially in this area. Because if you don't already know what I've been through, I'll just say it hasn't been pretty when it comes to relationships. For nearly a decade, I've been super quiet about my love life. I'm not someone who posts every year a new person saying how much I love them or introduces anyone to my family or even tells most of my friends about anyone that I've been seeing. And I for sure don't post anyone on social media. So for me to even talk about anything publicly or privately regarding my love life is a pretty big deal to me. But this time, it just feels different. I've never been in such a healthy, godly relationship with someone who makes me such a better person, brings me closer to God, brings me stability and peace, brings me such joy and silliness, matches or even supersedes my ambition, and is just so supportive in every single way, including that he's been encouraging me to drop this podcast episode, even though he has no idea what's being said in it, especially about him. Usually what people first want to know about is how we met, which Matt, aka my boyfriend, and I will agree about the basic facts, but how we saw and experienced everything is a little bit different. So here's my side of the story, and I'm sure one day on the right platform or at the right in-person event, you'll hear his side. We first need to go all the way back to the summer of 2022 when I was going through a breakup that most people don't even know about. So surprise, because like I said before, I've been super private and only a handful of close family and friends even knew about any relationship. I think deep down, I had known I rushed into something and that this person wasn't the one for me. But this is very important because after we broke up, I started to reevaluate what kind of man I wanted to be with and had prayed to God in full surrender that I needed him to pick out the right man for me, since I no longer trusted myself, and that I promised to follow the signs he would send, which to me were that whoever this man would be would lead me closer to him, God, and away from sin. So now on Twitter, or now called X, I started following guys in the fitness world who were also Christian, since I figured we'd at least hopefully share some basic values. And the goal was to have this loose list of guys to start quote unquote networking with in 2024 once I left Google, just to see if anything would be sparked or if maybe they knew a nice single guy if it wasn't them. Through mutual connections, I started following Matt, who had maybe a couple hundred followers, but of course I instantly thought he was cute and enjoyed his tweets. I kid you not, I said to God, if he's meant for me, keep him for me after I leave Google. Somehow, out of anyone I followed, he always came up first in my feed and was the one I wanted to meet the most. The funny thing, though, is that while we had engaged briefly back and forth liking or commenting on each other's tweets, there really wasn't anything flirtatious between us, nor had we DM'd each other or crossed paths further than a few tweets of engagement. I didn't even really closely keep up to date with everything he was posting because I was so consumed with leaving Google. Then in mid-November, after I dropped my last podcast episode, which I posted on Twitter, I got a DM on Instagram from him. And yes, I'm going to read the exact message, where he says, "Hey, I know we follow each other on Twitter, but I don't think we formally met. I tuned into your podcast and I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed / relate to the content that was on there. I encourage you to keep going and pursue the mission that the Lord provided for you. Love what you're doing / excited to see where your journey unfolds. Of course, I immediately see this message and completely freak out because what guy messages someone like this? But also, he was my Twitter crush. So I quickly mark it as unread and call my best friend Dawn to help me strategize on crafting the perfect message back to him, which I don't even send until 4 days later. Sometimes if I don't respond to someone, it's not because I'm just trying to ignore you. It's because maybe I'm nervous about how to respond. And poor Matt thought I was ghosting him, but little did he know what was coming. To get through this story faster and to not bore all of you love cynics out there, we went very briefly back and forth on Instagram, to which I found out he lived in Pennsylvania. And since I was going back to New Jersey for the holidays, he asked me to grab coffee, which we decided to meet up on December 30th at a downtown Philly Starbucks. As truly just a networking meetup, even though for me, I fully admit that I was trying to see if there was potential for more than networking. So I'm going into this trying to be at my absolute best. So of course, if you know about my godly magic black hat, I was wearing it that day. We ended up talking for 3 hours until Starbucks closed and we basically got kicked out. Then another 3 hours on the phone on January 3rd, and we haven't stopped speaking every day since. God came through, and your girl's DMs are officially closed and have been closed for a few months now. There are obviously so many more details and amazing things that God did to bring us together that we'll hopefully share together one day. But I'll say that having a foundation where you're both pursuing God first, even more than each other, went through an intentional period of singleness, including to rid all desperation for a relationship, have pretty much the same vision, values, and worth ethic, and choose to see the best in one another despite past mistakes and flaws, it makes everything so much easier to fall into place. I don't know what the future will bring, but I can tell you I'm so at peace right now with whatever happens, and I've never been able to say that before. Finding my rock in God versus another person is a total cheat code. Lastly, I would be a bad girlfriend if I didn't share that Matt is in the midst of launching the John 5 movement, which is about helping Christian men get their life back on track by following the John 5 Bible story where Jesus heals a man when he commands the man to pick up his mat and walk. I'll let you tune into more of his content to learn more about how this verse particularly transformed Matt's own life and how he became inspired to use it to help others to transform their own lives. If you know any Christian men who might be interested in joining a community focused on faith, fitness, family, fellowship, and freedom, please check out at John 5 Movement across all platforms, which I'll put in the show notes, or look out for a future LinkedIn post of mine when I'll share the website once live. If you just know someone who's looking for a fitness coach, please reach out to me or him too, since I can fully attest to how amazing he is to work with, not just because he's my boyfriend, but also because I've seen amazing results. All right. I know I could go on and on about how incredible Matt is, but I know some of you have already started to tune out. So I'll end by saying I would have never thought I'd find love at first tweet or that this podcast will help me find my future boyfriend. But here we are. Stay tuned for a future podcast episode on utilizing your online personal brand to find love. I promise if you're single, you're going to want to tune in to hear some of my tips. Just a big thank you to everyone who has already been so supportive and praying for us, especially to continue to grow in Christ together. If you want us to pray for you during your single season or your relationship, please DM me or Matt or us together. We'd love to add you to our list when we pray together. Now on to the next aspect of my life, which I'm calling personal projects. Starting with, I went on such a fun vacation cruise with three of my cousins on a Virgin Voyages ship, starting from Puerto Rico to Aruba to Curacao to Martinique to St. Kitts, and then back to Puerto Rico. I loved absolutely everything about being on a cruise except the vertigo and headaches and inability to sleep. But this will not stop me from going on another cruise. I will just be much smarter about taking something for those things instead of just trying to tough it out. Each country was absolutely breathtaking, and we did something different in each place. Curacao and Martinique were for sure my favorites and the places I hope to go back to, which might be because we got to see more of those countries, learn more about their cultures, and I loved either the downtown area or the rainforest. This was my first cruise and first time to the Caribbean, so I'm excited to go on another cruise and see more of the Caribbean, so I have something to compare it to. I have to say that honestly, the best part about this vacation was simply not having to think about going back to work the following week. I was so hyped about that and made relaxing way easier because we all know as admins, it's very hard to take days off even when technically you're supposed to be off. Since the cruise, I've been doing also a lot of simplifying my life, which has started with me trying to declutter my apartment, selling or getting rid of things that don't serve me anymore, especially clothes, books, and the kinds of gifts that you keep around solely because you don't want to upset someone if they found out you got rid of it. We're going to see how this goes and how many people one day comes to my apartment or future house asking where something is. But it is a season of simplifying for me. I've also unsubscribed to a ton of email newsletters that I never read and just clog my inbox. I always feel guilty doing this, so I'm sorry if I unsubscribe to yours, but don't take it personal. It's truly just because I have ADHD and get super overwhelmed in my inboxes. I'm trying to get a lot better at my response time, and that starts with organizing my inbox. And so I also, beyond just unsubscribing to as many things as possible, I also really reorganized how I manage my own inbox, which was a long time coming. Okay, now last but not least, it's time to talk about More Than an Admin. The truth is I'm still figuring everything out, and that's because I finally have this extended period of time to rest and relax, which continues to bring more and more clarity to me every single day. So I don't have a perfectly laid out plan, but I can tell you a few things, starting with I'm prioritizing finishing my memoir over anything else. The reason is because my memoir is going to lay the foundation for the direction of More Than an Admin. I really want people to get a better understanding of how I've come to be who I am and my journey, so everything else makes more sense. The memoir is going to be on my journey finding my own identity and an unexpected career and my way back to God. I promise you will want to read this. I'm praying every day that I can find the right words and get this done this year because I know I won't probably ever have this amount of free time, which is why I'm prioritizing it over everything else. But while I'm writing it, that doesn't mean everything else is just going to fully stop. It just means that I'm going to have a slow rollout of everything else. If you know of anyone specifically or an admin team looking for a speaker, whether for the admin community or not, I'm totally down to discuss topics. Or if you know anyone in the admin world looking for coaching, please send them my way. I'll be launching an official program sometime, but for now, I'm just taking kind of one-off coaching clients that can lead to something long-term if it's desired. I'm also working on my own Navigating the Job Search short ebook, which is very close to being done. I'm also heavily investing into video creation and having a consistent newsletter, which if you already haven't signed up for, you can on www.morethananadmin.com. I'll also be periodically dropping podcast episodes, to experiment probably in batches like Netflix does, but I can't promise any kind of consistency yet, although being on the mic right now makes me very excited to keep going, so you just never know. I'm in the midst of taking 2 video courses, so I'm trying to get my apartment video setup done soon so I could do shorter kind of YouTube clips or longer podcasts with video. But don't any of you worry. I have a bazillion ideas and things in the pipeline, lots of things that no one else in the space are doing. So it's just a matter of time that you'll begin to see things really get going. I forgot to say one more thing, which is very important, and specifically to all the Christian admins out there or those who just want to learn more. We're going to be glorifying God big through More Than an Admin. I'm working on creating some special content and spaces for us to come together as a Christian admin community. And of course, it will be open to everyone, but it will be specifically designed content with Christian admins in mind. God keeps telling me to dream bigger and bolder, so be prepared. I cannot wait to release everything. I just actually spoke with an admin community founder who I'll leave nameless solely because I don't know if this person wants everyone to know that they're a Christian or that we spoke. But this person shared a very special verse with me, 1 Peter 4:10. And it says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." I love this verse. And my promise to you, God, and anyone else listening to this is that I'm going to use every one of my gifts to serve the More Than an Admin community and the world the best that I can. All I ask in return is for patience and grace while I continue to refine my vision and allow myself a little longer to rest before going full force again. All right, everyone, that's all I got for you this time. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this simple glimpse of how my post-Google life has been. And if you're single, I hope at the very least I can inspire you to not give up on love just yet. I appreciate everyone who has showed me love and support during the last few months. It means the world to me knowing I have each and every one of you praying or just simply thinking about me. If you want more daily updates on anything going on with me or More Than an Admin, I post the most frequently on Instagram, then Twitter. So follow @MalloryIsMore or at More Than an Admin on either of those platforms. But I'm coming back very strong on LinkedIn very soon. So let's connect there too if we haven't already. Please, please, please stay locked in because I promise the best is yet to come and you're not going to want to miss what's about to happen. All right. Talk again soon. See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the More Than an Admin podcast. Make sure you have subscribed, and if you're feeling a little generous, please also leave a review because we love your feedback. And remember to share this podcast with those around you. If you're looking for more content, check out morethananadmin.com, our YouTube channel, or follow us at More Than an Admin on all platforms. If you're looking to connect directly with me, you can find me at Mallory is More on all platforms or search for me on LinkedIn. Let's continue together to influence how the world views administrative professionals and help admins embrace all aspects of their identity to become their best selves. Remember, you are more than your job title, and the best is still yet to come. I'll talk with you soon.